Drum roll. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good morning, Susie. Yeah, doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, not badly at all. So I'm really hoping that this sound is coming through for our listeners.
So, let's hope so.
Yeah. So, look, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know you're over in New South Wales, and we were just talking off air about the fires and how you have been pretty lucky, but you've got family and friends there that haven't been so much. So big thoughts go out to you and the family over that side of the country, my love.
Yeah, it hasn't been too good at all, to be honest. We're definitely the lucky ones. There's a few other people that haven't been so lucky, so we're definitely, they're in the back of our thoughts. And, it hasn't been good. We were speaking before about the loss of animals and that kind of stuff, wildlife, which is absolutely devastating. So, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, but look, yeah, big thoughts going out to everybody over there in New South Wales. I've got definitely friends and colleagues over there too, so thoughts out to all of them. So, Andy, let's talk a little bit about you, about your music journey. You've been in music for a while. Like, you were one of the top 20 in pop stars back in 2001, is that right?
I was, and that's going to haunt me, I think, yeah. I was, yeah, that was kind of, I was quite young back then. I would have been about 17 when I was in pop stars. I was working quite hard when I was young, doing a lot of singing and music and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I did give it up for a bit. I went and studied at James C. Academy here in Sydney, which I did an advanced diploma in contemporary music.
Yep.
And then after that, I kind of had a few years off. I kind of gave up, put the guitar down and gave it up for a few years.
Yeah.
Probably the last 5 years I've been getting back into it. And it's been good for me because it's really opened up my mind to what I want to do with my life. So, yeah.
Beautiful. So what was the inspiration or the motivation to pick the guitar up again? So, you said you put it down and for a while. What was the motivation to pick?
Yeah, I guess for me, like I put it down when I wasn't performing professionally. So I was still writing songs in that time. So I had a whole bunch of songs that I'd written and that I wanted to get out there because I thought, were pretty good songs. So that was probably my biggest motivation because I wanted to be able to leave them and put them out there so they're kind of out there and people can listen to them. That's my biggest motivation. But I think having time away from music really opened my eyes up to the fact that I missed it so much. And that was another big reason why I jumped back into it.
And that makes it all the more sweeter, right, when you pick it back up again and go, why did I do this? Why did I stop doing this? It kind of makes you feel like you're home again, right, when you start doing something that you're passionate about.
It does. Yeah. For sure. And you feel like, to be honest, you feel like you've lost a part of yourself. Any musician would say this, music is basically, it's in your soul, it's in your blood. And it's part of who you are. It's part of your DNA and your makeup. So when you kind of put that aside, you feel like there's something missing.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely important.
Beautiful. So look, we've got three songs that we're playing this morning. And the first one that we've queued up for you is This Old House. So tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that song and what, and cause that's actually also up for an award too, or we just won an award. Is that right?
That one's up for an award up at Tamworth this year. Woo-hoo. So it's so it's been nominated for the APRA AMCOS New Songwriter of the Year Award.
Yep.
Which is really cool. I was very, very excited just to be nominated, to be honest. The song actually comes from my debut album, which you got a copy of there, Sad Love Songs. For me, everything on that album comes from a place of inside me. So it's not something that's happened in my life or something that I can kind of relate to.
Yeah.
This song is actually about a house that is in my family, and it's been in my family for years and years, long before I was born. And we still have the house. So I actually live in this house in Sydney. So it's quite an old house and it's actually, needs a bit of work done to it, but it's kind of been there through all the times of my life. So I remember it being around. So that's what I wrote the song about.
Beautiful. So guys, this is for you. It's Andy Penko, This Old House, which is nominated for New Songwriter of the Year Award. There's Tamworth. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. So here's Andrew Penko, This Old House.